York. Now, first this afternoon, we are going to go to Donegal, where unfortunately there was a death in the storms overnight. Tommy Connors, our condolences to him and his family. On the line now, we have the Director of Emergency Services for Donegal County Council, Gary Martin. Gary, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Colin.
How is the weather there at the moment?
Well, first of all, our condolences as well from everybody in Donegal to the family of Mr. Connors, a tragic incident yesterday, and we wish him he's in our thoughts here today. The weather has improved somewhat overnight. The yellow wind warning that we had concluded at midday here in Donegal, but we have had a substantial amount of rainfall overnight, which led to quite a bit of surface water and also some, I suppose, flooding with rivers and streams overtopping their banks. And we'll be monitoring that as the afternoon goes on, as well as high tide approaches in different parts of the county. But the weather is generally improving at the moment, Colin.
And the ESB saying 49,000 homes across Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, Mayo experiencing, obviously they're still disconnected from power according to the ESB. What's the picture like in Donegal with regard to power lines, fallen trees and disruption generally?
Yeah, we had quite a substantial amount of disruption at one stage last evening in Donegal alone. We had over 50,000 people without power. Now, there has been substantial restorations overnight and into this morning, but there still remain a substantial number outstanding. ESB are best placed, I suppose, to give an update on what the specific figure is. The challenge, I suppose, that some of our crews on the ground have had is that a lot of the fallen trees have become intermingled, I suppose, with downed electrical wires. And again, we would urge caution to anyone, any citizen out there who might actually come across something like that, to call the emergency numbers in relation to that and not to approach them for their own safety. We continue to, I suppose, clear all of the roads on a priority basis. We're working through that today as well, including the minor roads. There still is debris out there, and that, I suppose, alongside the surface water, just makes travelling a wee bit trickier today as well. So again, we'd ask everyone to exercise caution as they're travelling around today.
And Gary, any idea when things will be, as far as you're in control of it anyway, back to normal in Donegal with road clearances and the like when you're working in cooperation with the ESB?
Well, most road closures or road clearances should take place today, Colm. I suppose there may be instances, as I said, where down power lines mean that we have to await our colleagues in the ESB to assist us in clearing those incidents, but they should be relatively minor. So from the point of view of transport, things should be relatively back to normal today, I suppose, as people exercise caution as they travel around.
Okay, Director of Emergency Services for Donegal County Council, Gary Martin, thanks very much for joining us on the line now. As I said, the co-leader of Independent Ireland, TD for Cork South West, Michael Collins, is with us on the panel today. Michael, how are things in West Cork this afternoon as far as the weather goes?
Well, it's quite nice today, Colin, but it was shocking on Thursday and Friday, most of Friday, to the point that there is a lot of the roads surfaces washed away, completely washed away in areas in Cohulla, in Bantry, Castle Dunham and Drimadeague and other areas as well in West Cork. Quite a lot of lorries, council lorries working around the clock, I'd say, clearing roads, basically clearing old tar washed away and little or nothing left on the ground. So there's a serious road rebuilding projects that will have to start here in West Cork after a massive bad day on Thursday and Friday day. And I would expect that any package will have to be put together by the state to help that happening, because that wouldn't be in the in the local council coffers today.
Colin Brophy, what will the state response be? Is there a finalised package at this stage to help counties like Donegal and, as Michael Collins says, West Cork?
Well, the first thing will be obviously in the immediacy to respond to the immediate demands that are happening as a result of the storm, the restoration of power, the restoration of water, or anything where it's needed. Obviously then, as the state will do an evaluation in conjunction with no doubt the local authorities and the people on the ground, and supports will be put in place, and that will, I no doubt, be very quickly.
All right. Briefly, Louise O'Reilly, have any at Sinn Féin any particular call for what needs to be in that package that Colin Brophy's talking about?
Well, I do want to send my sincere condolences to the friends, the family and the loved ones of Mr. Connors, who unfortunately lost his life. And I think that puts everything into perspective, really. What we do want to see and what we would love to see is that the government have learned the lessons from the previous storm. Storm Éowyn exposed a lot of gaps in terms of the readiness of local communities to respond. So we would like to see a package that is reflective of what was learned, we hope, from Storm Éowyn. And I would also just take this time to briefly say a thank you to those crews. I know the crews from Fingal County Council are out, but council workers, ESB workers, you know, members of the emergency services, they go out when we get told to stay at home. So I think we owe them a debt of gratitude as well.
OK, we have a texter in from Donegal saying our electricity is still off. ESB says the restoration date is October 7th. We were 5 days without electricity after the storm in January. We have four children and it's very difficult. That's from Emma in Lifford. Sorry to hear that, Emma, and we hope that that power is restored before that 7th of October date.